Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome again to Higher Consciousness. I am so honored to have this opportunity once again to connect with you this evening. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show, Higher Consciousness. Currently, I teach psychology at colleges. I have a private counseling practice. I am a certified Reiki master and energy medicine practitioner, a certified metaphysician, certified aromatherapist, author, life coach, and radio show talk host. And I live in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, more specifically Stone Mountain, Georgia. And as always, I give the reason for my developing the show for my listening audience. I wanted to have a forum for discussions about metaphysics, spirituality, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, holistic nutrition, and I wanted to cover topics about divine relationships, the law of attraction, divine prosperity, and universal laws, in addition to cultural and political topics as well. And for some of my shows, as well as for tonight, I have guests who will cover these topics and more. Now, Higher Consciousness is a two-hour show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. The only ground rule is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions. And this rule automatically raises your vibrational level so that you can receive respect as well. So, without further delay, I'm going to introduce tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is energy, body scans, and aura readings. And our wonderful guest this evening is Damaris, who is an exceptional medical intuitive, which means that she can give you insight about what's going on with your health. She's a psychic, and she's also clairvoyant. For those of you who are listening via computer, and if you want to call in to have a reading with Damaris this evening, you may call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, for those of you who are listening via your computer, and if you would like to get some medical information or just general information from Damaris, you may call in at 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And for those of you who want to use the Internet, who are calling in, you can go to http://tobtr.com/s/s5070349. Let me just repeat. You would type in, if you're on the phone and you want to listen via your computer, http://tobtr.com/s/, and type in 5070349. Now, Internet users, you will still have to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1 to join the discussion, and only one caller at a time. Again, this is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin. And I want to connect with you on a heart-to-heart and soul-to-soul level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, this show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and grow spiritually, metaphysically, and to heal. Last week, we discussed holistic health care for pets, and we had 5 live listens and 7 callers. However, since last week, we have had 778 downloads, which means 778 people have downloaded and are continuing to download the Higher Consciousness program since last week. And I am so very thankful to each of you. As I have mentioned in the past, most of our listens come when the show becomes archived, because this program is heard around the world. It is on the internet, so it's world-based. So people can tap in and tune in at any point in time once the show has aired, if they would like. So that's when we have most of our listens, after the show has aired. And I'm so very thankful to each and every one of you. Since October 22nd, 2012, we have had 33,112 listens, which includes the live calls. Again, let me repeat that. We have had 33,112 listens, and this is only in 8.5 months. Thank you so very much for your continuous support, for those of you who tune in every week. I really appreciate it. And for the new listeners, I appreciate your participation and your interest as well. And just tell others about Higher Consciousness so that they can tune in for next week as well. Also, remember, if you can't join us live, just go to the website and you can hear all of the shows which are archived. As I mentioned before, last week we had the topic which was devoted to pets, and it was called Holistic Health Care for Pets. And our very special guest was Dr. Cameron Moorhead, a renowned veterinarian living located in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And Dr. Moorhead is the vet for my 3 cats and my 1 dog, and he does an exceptional job, and I'm so very happy that he was able to be a guest on our show last week. And as I mentioned last week, Dr. Moorhead graduated from Tuskegee University School of Veterinary Medicine in 1988. He established Main Street Veterinarians of Stone Mountain, Georgia in January 1995. He operates a full veterinary practice, including grooming, boarding, surgery, x-rays, traditional and alternative medicine. He started his alternative medicine practice in 1998 using CRA, which is contact reflex analysis. He received his Master's of Nutrition Response Testing in March 2008, and he practices AACT, which is Advanced Allergy Clearing Technique, and VOM, which is Veterinary Orthopedic Manipulation. And he also practices NRT, which is Nutrition Response Testing, utilizing Advanced Applied Kinesiology and Muscle Testing. And he also trained in Advanced NRT for the help of pets and humans as well. And Dr. Moorhead discussed natural holistic remedies for animals as well as for people. He gave a very thorough and in-depth discussion and analysis of the state of health care for pets and the things that sets him apart from traditional vets, because he is he combines holistic techniques along with allopathic techniques. And Dr. Moorhead is one of 7 vets in the country that does the kind of holistic medicine for animals that he does. So he's very, very rare. So if you live in the Georgia area or within any of the states that border Georgia, like North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee doesn't border Georgia, but Florida, you definitely should make a point of contacting Dr. Moorhead, because his skills are exceptional and he He provides compassionate care for animals, and his staff is also above par. So Dr. Moorhead's number is 770-498-4620. And again, his number is 770-498-4620. And his website is www.mainstvets.com. Again, his website is www.mainstvets.com. Okay, tonight we're going to have the phenomenal Damaris join us at 7:30. And Damaris is going to give us information about how to understand and tap into your auras. Damaris is just exceptional. She is a person whom I know very, very well, and her skills are just exceptional. And I'm so honored to have her again on our show. She was on our show a couple of months before. Now, let me just define what auras are. What are auras? And I gathered this information from the Internet. And the internet website was http://www.rose-rosetree.com. Now, what are auras? Auras are energy bodies, electromagnetic energy that contains loads of information about what is going on with people, animals, plants, and so forth at a deeper level. Your aura, for instance, includes information about how you communicate, your truthfulness, your emotions, the use of your mind, your sexiness, and how you deal with power. Temporary things show up: short-term problems, chronic complaints, and deep gifts of the soul. It's a huge reservoir of information that anyone can access. An aura reading means accessing all of that information that I just mentioned. But most people would say, I thought auras were colors. And they would say, isn't that the main thing about them? Well, not necessarily. And our guest this evening, Damaris, has helped clients around the world to have better lives because of insights and healing that came from aura reading, from an aura reading. So the information you receive from an aura reading is the important thing. Colors are a means to an end. And they are not the only means, because not everyone is made to do aura readings in the same way. For instance, the well-known Carolyn Meese, M-Y-S-S, is a medical intuitive with an amazingly high rate of accuracy. She has gone on record that she does not get information in terms of colors at all, yet she is doing an aura reading. You don't have to be a medical intuitive like Carolyn or a famous clairvoyant like Doreen Virtue or Sylvia Brown. Anyone can do aura readings that are just as good as the work of any famous expert using the set of gifts that God gave you. Damaris' work in the field of aura reading is dedicated to that fact. So what exactly is an aura reading? When someone explores the information stored in your aura, you are receiving an aura reading. When you access this information on yourself, you are doing an aura reading. You could be doing an aura reading of yourself in the present, or you could use a photo of yourself from babyhood or childhood onward to do an aura reading on yourself at any age from your past. If you do mind-body-spirit healing of any kind, such as Reiki or acupuncture, if you are a psychic or spiritual counselor, it is extremely useful to supplement your present skill set with aura reading techniques that work for you. You can learn to do aura readings on people, pets, and plants. If it has a consciousness, it has an aura. And I don't mean a general vibe like good versus bad. nor do I mean the really basic kind of beginner's aura reading like the third chakra is open, the fourth chakra is blocked. That's a nice start, but hardly any in-depth aura reading. You can do better. As with face reading, once you know how to do an aura reading, you can do it to yourself as well as do it to other people. So you may want to know, how do I get started with an aura reading? The first step in getting started with aura reading is to demolish the myth about auras, which can block your experiences. Then appreciate your strongest gifts for aura reading. Afterwards, specific techniques show you how to do readings and interpret what you find. So our guest this evening will give you more information about that. Now, can I really do this? You may be asking yourself, and some of you may say, well, you know, I've tried seeing auras before. Not much really happened. Well, fear not. You can still do an aura reading and do it brilliantly. And most people aren't set up with a gift set where most information in life comes as a matter of clairvoyance. So no matter what, seeing auras as colors is not all it's cracked up to be. Because some people think, well, if I can't see the colors, I can't do an aura reading. But as I mentioned before, Carolyn Meese does not see colors, but she's able to access information around that energetic grid that everyone has. Everyone has an energetic field around him or her, and pets as well as plants. And so sometimes people can psychically tap into that. I know I can tap into it. I can sometimes see colors around people, but I feel it more than I can see it. Is aura reading practical? Aura reading is not just for some specialized woo-woo moments. You can use it in the most practical ways to enhance your life, like when you watch TV or you want to check out a new date. Sure, aura reading is spiritual, but when you take it shopping, it can also bring you more bang for your buck. Aura reading can make you a better consumer. Now, what else can an aura reading do for you? Aura readings can help you protect the health of you as well as your loved ones. So what happens during an aura reading? In addition to receiving information, your personal session of an aura reading can also include a third eye opening, relationship readings, cutting cords of attachment, and finding the work that thrills your soul. But some people are now stymied. They are just walking through life and not feeling passionate about anything, and they don't really know what their purpose is here on this planet, and they have a lackluster life. And you can have a life full of joy and excitement. As a matter of fact, I'm developing a series of workshops that I'm going to talk about in a couple of weeks called The Mystical and Metaphysical Game of Life and How to Play It. And I'm going to show people how to tap into their higher gifts, and also how to tap into the peace and the joy and the harmony and the prosperity and the wealth and the health that they came here to have. And it's different than anything that's out there. I'm pulling that together, and I'm going to give people information about that, like I said, in a couple of weeks. And it's going to jumpstart you and catapult you to the life that you came here to have. So there are so many ways in which you can access information. But with an aura reading, it's very effective. Both in person and telephone sessions of aura readings are equally effective. So our guest this evening is going to give telephone consultations to a few people who call, because you don't have to be in person. A very gifted clairvoyant is able to tap into your auric field and access your information via the phone and by looking at your picture, as I mentioned earlier. Now, what is a third eye opening? Now, depending upon what shows in your aura reading, it may be time for you to receive a spiritual boost to elevate your consciousness. And Damaris, our guest this evening, will give you more information and insight about the third eye opening. And she would also, with your permission, go into other realms of your life if you're interested. So, Damaris, as I stated earlier, is going to join us at 7:30. And for those of you who are on the line listening, I would encourage you to definitely contact your friends and relatives and co-workers or whomever and have them join us and listen to the discussion that we're having this evening about energy body scans and aura readings. Now, for those of you who may not believe in the energy fields and the energy body, anyone who is a scientist, particularly a person who's into quantum physics, would tell you that everything is energy. So it doesn't require belief. It just is what it is. When you walk into a room, you can automatically tell sometimes without anyone uttering a word if someone dislikes you. You can feel it. And that which you're feeling is straight energy. So you can tell it. So that's what energy is. And there are the people upon this planet. Damaris is one, and I am one, and we can sense the energy, and we can read it. We know what it means. And there are places now, like Harvard Medical School, where I used to work as a senior administrator in charge of minority affairs for 6.5 years. They're studying these things now. There is an office now of complementary medicine at NIH, the National Institutes for Health, and they've been studying this for over about 15 or 16 years. So it's not something that is, I mentioned earlier, that's woo, woo, woo. No. Most people who are very advanced in terms of quantum physics and in terms of advanced medicine know a lot about this. This is called biofeedback. Harvard has a department at the medical school where they study biofeedback and have been studying it for over 20 years. So it's just very interesting that most people in the general population think that this is woo-woo and has no validity. But people who are into the area of science understand the validity of it. And anyone who is familiar with Nikola Tesla, who was far more brilliant than Thomas Edison, he's the reason why you have electricity in your home, because he studied AC, alternative current, rather than DC current. Edison is known for the electricity in your home, but he was not the person who is responsible for that. Edison was basically bought out by the powers to be, and they couldn't co-opt or buy out Tesla. So unless you really are into the field of metaphysics or high advanced science, you don't really know about Nikola Tesla, but his last name is T-S-L-A, and he was brilliant. He was far more advanced than Thomas Edison, who also made some contributions, but Nikola Tesla was far more advanced. So there are people who are really into energy, along with Einstein. Einstein really understood energy, and the most advanced scientists really understood it and still understand it, and we're now being able to translate what we have known, what I have seen throughout my life. I'm now being able to give the words to what I have seen in terms of energy fields around people, what I have experienced in terms of energy fields around people. I now have the words to explain what I do in my private practice and what I see. And Damaris is a gifted intuitive, and so she can then explain to people as well what's going on within their lives as well as what's going on within their bodies. And you can manipulate this energy. Regardless of your belief system, if you're Christian or Muslim or Buddhist or Yoruba or practicing any of the native religions, in each belief system there is reverence for this thing called energy, and there's reverence for this thing that we call God or Jehovah or Yeshiva, whatever the name is for the creator of the universe. In all systems, there's reverence and respect for that. And you have shaman and you have other people who are knowledgeable in these systems who interpret the information that they receive from the cosmos. So now what we're doing, people like Damaris and myself and Carolyn Meese and Donna Eden and a very good friend of mine, Dr. Shea, and Dr. Omri, who's been on my show, and Kaya. There's a group of us now, and we are now exposing and explaining to people the things around them and empowering people to the point to where you can have more control over your over your environment as opposed to feeling victimized by it. You can understand how energy works and how you have this God-given talent like everyone else so that you can know how to channel your energy because you use it anyway. You use it to create things that work for you with positive thoughts. Everything is composed of energy. Your thoughts are energetic impressions on the universe. So if you're thinking positive thoughts, then you will attract to you things that are of a higher vibrational level. If you're thinking thoughts are low vibrational, like anger, envy, hatred, racism, any thought that's not of a high vibration of compassion and love and gratitude, then those thoughts will attract to you disease, cancers, poverty, lack, frustrating relationships. So people just think things just happen. No, it ends and begins with you. And the universe, God, Jehovah, Allah, whatever name you want to give, that presence within you, that exists within you as well as outside of you, has given you dominion over your world. And then all belief systems is there, whatever your belief is. And as I tell people, I am spiritual. I am not religious, which is very different. So whatever your belief system is, it is inherent within your belief system. And most people do not believe what their belief system states. So they give up their power to people and everything outside of themselves. And so Damaris is going to share with you the ways in which you can empower yourself and take back your power that you were born with, because the Creator, God, Jehovah, Allah, whatever the name is that you give their presence, gave you that. That's your inalienable right. You were born with it, and no one can take it away, but most people give it away. They give up their power to the doctors, to the government, to the economy, to everyone. They relinquish their power. And so, therefore, they feel victimized when they do so, because that things that exist on the outside of you are to not control what you know to be your truth. They're to basically complement your knowledge, but not to take over. But we've been trained, particularly in the West, to relinquish our internal spiritual power. And then we become angry when people come back and give us information or diagnosis that don't feel good. But you gave up your power, and so therefore that becomes your reality. So study all the greats that you know. Study the ancients from the continent of Africa, Imhotep, you know, who was the father of medicine. And study all the ancients. You know, they're in different belief systems. And they would show you the origin of these beliefs that have now been, well, for a moment they had been submerged, but they're now becoming more well-known. And the DVD, The Secret, introduces people to this concept. And I've had people on my show who provide more advanced information that is more advanced than The Secret. And as I said, I'm going to be teaching workshops for people who are interested in taking back their power and understanding the metaphysical and spiritual game of life and how to play it so you can get whatever you desire and want. Once you truly understand who you are and your relationship to the universe and how this thing called energy works, you can have anything and everything that you want. And Oprah has mastered it in the area of prosperity. And she's teaching it in terms of Super Soul Sunday. She does an excellent job in exposing people and giving people information about this. And she has great people on who are masters and who have mastered the understanding of energy and metaphysics and spirituality. And they're from all different belief systems. So this is not something that I've just come up with. It's something that has been around for generations and centuries since the beginning of time. But in the past, the powers to be hit the information, because once you become empowered, people cannot control you. The mind, as they say with the Negro College Fund, is a powerful thing, and you don't want to waste it. So once you have accurate information and you know how to apply it, then the world is your oyster. And a lot of the things that people are experiencing now in terms of vibrations or energies that don't feel good will fall along the wayside, and you will know how to master your world, and you will be in alignment with your purpose. So after this commercial break, I'm going to bring on our only guest this evening, the phenomenal Damaris, and she will give you information about aura readings. Stay tuned.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyinde Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyindeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Greetings and welcome back. This is Higher Consciousness, and I am Professor Jamila Franklin, and our wonderful guest this evening is Damaris. And our topic this evening is energy, body scans, and aura readings. And at the top of the hour, I gave a very detailed description of aura readings, and Damaris is going to provide some readings for those of you who may be listening and desire to have one. And she's going to also talk about energy body scans. Now, Damaris is an intuitive channel, tarot reader, and a medical intuitive. Born into a bloodline of prophetic healers and artists, she was taught early in life to respect spirits as well as know thyself. Combining both worlds has allowed Damaris to grow gracefully, to seek information as a grounded intuitive and seer. Her personal walk with her spiritual family and guides over the years continues to blossom through her work as a successful reader, Reiki master, energy worker, spiritual counselor, and medical intuitive. Damaris' services include intuitive reading, which includes all areas of your life, your love life, your relationships, your business life. She does tarot card readings. Damaris also does chakra readings and alignments. She's a Reiki master, does Reiki adjustments. She works on the mental, spiritual, and physical levels in terms of the area of physical fitness. She does dream work and soul readings. So, without further ado, and we're going to give her contact information later on in the show, I would like for anyone who's interested to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, to talk with Damaris and to get her insight, please call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And I just want to mention at this point, please do not wait until 8:30. That's when a lot of people start calling, and then the show ends at 9. So if you really would like to talk with Damaris and have her give you some insightful information and not be rushed, call before 8:30 if possible. All right? Welcome, Damaris. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, Jamila. How are you?
I'm doing extremely well. So
Is it okay to be on speaker?
Yes, as long as I don't get feedback. Yes.
Okay.
As long as I don't hear. If I get the feedback, I would just let you know. Okay.
Okay.
So I just told people about your background, and I know of your work. You are just amazing, and you're able to tap into all of the energetic bodies that are around the person, and you do it in a way in which people don't feel uncomfortable or uneasy. Sometimes people don't know how to interpret information. that they receive from people, because sometimes it's given to them in a way in which it's not positive. You've always given people information in a way that's uplifting as opposed to being debilitating, and that's one of the things that I really admire about you, because some people, you know, well-known people, give people information in a way that's kind of not supportive. So I know in the past you've talked about how you became aware of your intuitive abilities and your psychic abilities. So tonight what I want to do is just have people know more, because I gave them a general understanding about the aura readings. But tell them about the energy body scans as well as the aura readings and how you are able to do it long distance.
It's funny because how I do body scans and aura readings now is different from when I first started. When I first started, most of my clients, I want to say all of my clients, were long distance. So I used to write astrology for Upscale magazine, California-based blog, triplethreatdj.com, which was connected to New York. And then, interesting enough, I used to write for a blog in Atlanta. However, people in Atlanta didn't necessarily want to see me. They even preferred phone readings. I guess maybe they thought I would know too much, or, you know, the scene is too close or something like that. So it's almost as though I adjusted to long-distance reading. So basically my energy would sort of, and with the permission of the person, because they're the ones calling for the reading, basically my energy can sort of go into the other person's energy or around their energy, not seeing that person, but seeing sort of highlights and different things like inside of the actual physical body. So the first time that happened, and I don't even know the year, that was years ago, and I had a client, I mentioned that I saw what appeared to be like a tumor. So I said, make sure you go get check this out. So she said she had been feeling something but ignoring it. And then I got an email back from her saying, oh, thank you. She did do a check, but they had to, it had grown so big, I guess the size of a grapefruit, that they had to, surgery. So she said, oh, you know, thank you. I would have never gone, you know, that kind of thing. So from there, I sort of really tuned into it. Sometimes we have gifts, and it hasn't really been necessarily intentional, if you will. Like working with someone, it's okay, you know, intentionally try to go in and see. So once that happened, on that particular level, as far as the physical body, I felt like, wow, that's very important, just because of that woman who sent me a long email saying how thankful she was and, you know, about her surgery and stuff like that. So I said, wow, I better, you know, include this in all of my readings, and so I begin to build on that. Now, as far as today, bringing it up to date, I write, so I draw like a stick figure, and then when I draw the stick figure, they look kind of funny, but what will happen is that it will sort of, it's almost like I'm doing automatic writing, because it will show me different areas of the body where things are stored. So let's say if I'm having a reading, I can go back and forth to that stick figure instead of trying to hold the image of what I got just looking without drawing it. So for whatever reason, it turned from just sort of viewing, almost like a remote viewing technique, to actually physically viewing and then physically drawing like a stick figure to give me sort of a map. So what I do then is, sometimes there's messages that come along with that, or remedies, so I can see kind of how the body is lined up. And then I include that with the colors, the aura reading, and put those two together. I've also used it in a way where there's been people who they find themselves connected to a person, and they mm-hmm. have really no idea, like they may not necessarily like the person anymore. They broke up with the person, but they still cannot release that person out of their system. And so they will continue to sleep with the person and have a relationship with the person and almost hate themselves because of it. And so sometimes then what I will do is draw their image, you know, on my end, but also the image of the person that they're drawn to, and then we can come out with the remedy of how to clear that out of the system, because often energy will link in. And so if you're having sex or intimacy, you know, any form of intimacy, even if it's just thoughts or sharing thoughts, you know, we have that experience where you meet with somebody and they can complete your sentence and all that kind of thing. And then when things get crazy or you try to break up, it's very difficult to do because the energies have been intertwined. So what I will do is point out different areas of where they're locked in, and then from that point prescribe different things they can do to cut them off. I guess they call it cord cutting now. I don't always use that term, but because people are recognizing that term, I may use that. But it'll be energies it will be techniques of how to clear that energy, and sometimes out of a very specific part or area of the body, you know, such as the feet or the hip or the, you know, of course, the sexual chakras, you know. So sometimes energies get logged in, and it's not your own energy. So it's kind of like extraction, extracting the energy. Did I go too far? Did I answer your question?
No, you're doing perfect. Excellent. Okay. No, it's okay. Perfect. I think that is very, 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 very good. Yeah, because I think that there are people in a listening audience who don't know how to end relationships. And I tell people, whenever people are brought into your energetic field, it merges into your energetic field. So people need to be very careful. And I think people think that doesn't make sense, but it's very, very serious. And I tell people, whoever you sleep with, you're sleeping with everybody that they've slept with for the past 10 or 15 years. That's one thing. The second thing, you're mixing up not only that person's energy with yours, but everyone else's energy. So if you have crazy thoughts and crazy things happening in your world, you've brought all of that into your energetic field, into your auric field, and it needs to be detoxed. And people are familiar with physical detoxing, but they are not familiar with energetic and spiritual detoxing, which are just as important. Because there are people who can't shake or get out of relationships for the life of them, even though those relationships are toxic. And they just can't break it. It's almost like an addiction. So I'm seeing that in my practice with some people, and I'm telling them, you know, you have an addiction. And it's not, and because people think of addicts as being those that are addicted to drugs or to food, and sometimes to sex. So no, they're relationship addicts. They've gotten locked into the energy of someone, and that vibration was never the best and the highest, but for whatever reason they got into it. And now they don't know how to break away, and they just, even though they know it's not benefiting them, they don't know how to pull away, or they stay in it, you know, and then they just, it ends up being like a downward spiral. Because they can only go so far, but that energy, that toxicity is pulling them back, and they don't know what to do about it. So I think what you're saying is very important for people to really start looking at this, because you should be very careful about the people that you meet and allow into your energetic space. You know, people should be very mindful of that.
You know what, you're also reminding me of, and I had this reading when was that? It was some years ago, and it was very fascinating to me. But I did a body scan on this gentleman, and it showed that he had something on my end, from my view, lodged sort of in his left leg. And then I got an image of, like, shackles. So So then it hit me like, oh my gosh, this guy is or has the energy of a slave. Now, it kind of threw me because at the time I had not had that yet. I hadn't had, you know, whether he was it was reincarnated or there was an energy attached to him or whatever. And so I had to gently, you know, first I probed and I said, well, do you ever get like a cramp around the, you know, your lower part of your leg and, you know, unexplained, you never had an accident. But and he said, yeah, all the time. And it's been there for a long time, he said, since he was a young boy. And it goes off and on. It just is kind of off and on. And so we went through the reading. And so basically I said that, I said, you know, your reading is saying that you have the energy of a slave. And with that, you don't know how to slow down. I said, you're working yourself to death. And you feel like if your back isn't bent over and you're not overstressed and, you know, that you're not really doing enough. And I said, but your reading is saying that, you know, whether you believe in past lives or whatever, but you have the energy of a slave. You know, maybe it was a past life for you or whatever. And I'm being delicate because he really called wanting to know more about his wife, but I did have to let him know those particular findings. So he starts laughing, and I said, okay, that wasn't, I didn't think I would get a laugh. He started laughing, and he says, well, that's funny. He said, I relate to everything you're saying. He said, because his children, he said it's mandatory that they watch the Roots DVD, you know, the movie Roots? And so
yeah,
he was making their children watch Roots, like, over and over again. And he said, because I feel it's important that they understand, you know, slavery and the things that took place and all this stuff. And so he could definitely relate to that. But the most important thing that he was supposed to get from that is that he has to separate himself from that particular energy because his physical body, along with his emotions and his mental bodies, were literally suffering, overworked. And he said he can't stop working. He will work and he feels pain, but he keeps moving and that kind of thing. And so then when we got on the discussion as far as for his wife, and I said, well, it's the same thing. You brought someone into your life who was there to work you, meaning your emotions, and give you those headaches, you know, because you feel like there again, if you're not stressed out, then something is not feeling right to you. It's not enough, you know. So it was the same concept with the mate that he chose to bring in his life as far as, you know, having to feel that pressure. And so sometimes these energies can come or have sort of come through the womb, if you will, while you've been in the womb or whatever. So it's interesting because there's a relationship dynamic, like, okay, I was with this person, I had sex with this person. But in his situation, it seemed very different. Like he actually came into the world with that, you know, with that particular energy that he had to learn how to release. Because, okay, you're not, you know, technically you're not in slavery now, you know.
So,
you have to learn to kind of, you know, cool down a little bit and relax. And so that was very interesting. But it shows how certain energies or spirits can be with a person. And you kind of wonder, how is that, you know, it's causing kind of conflict in this world, you know, in this era, if you will. So,
and that's, you added another dimension to it, which is past lives or karmic commitments that people bring in with them. Sometimes you can't make sense of what you do in here and now, and that's because it's connected to a past life connection or commitment, which can all be corrected in the here and now. People sometimes hide behind that. Well, it's my comment. No, and that's what I talked about at the beginning of the show, that energy can be transmuted and changed once you decide to give it up. And usually people find some benefit in staying in things like that. Even once they know and they don't shift, then I know it's some benefit that they're getting from it. And so for me, there are no victims. I don't relate to people who want to see themselves as victims, because you're knowingly, particularly after you know, you're willingly, and it's okay, you're willingly participating in that which causes you pain. And you have to ask yourself at the core level, And that's what the aura readings do and the body scans do. Why am I choosing to inflict pain upon myself? The bottom issue is we don't feel worthy. Whenever we do things that depreciates our value, or when we allow ourselves to be depreciated, because no one can do that unless you allow them to do it, there's the core issue and question as to why. And the why is you don't feel nor sense or know your value. And then we project that onto other people, because they would then come back and they were reinforced, yes, you're less than, and you're not important in my life, and you are not worthy of the highest affection and attention, because that's the, it's like a rubber stamp that we have on our foreheads. You know, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy. And then when people come and reinforce it, we get angry with them. I said, but they're just a reflection of what we feel on the inside. They can't do to you what you, anything that you not, that you don't allow or permit. And it's not even anything that's negative. It's just to say, okay, you don't like the treatment, then go within and have your body scanned to see where it's affecting you and your body, have your aura and clear it up, and then just move on. You know,
the thing is that with that, Jamila, though, I'm thankful that you're doing these blog talk shows and you put your energy out there as far as teaching and educating people about that, but sometimes you are literally clueless as to why certain things are happening, and you may go and search or whatever. And from that, for an example, recently, what was that, like last year, I all of a sudden start having issues with vehicles. And I never really had issues with vehicles. You purchase one. I never buy a new car. I always get used cars. So, but it just occurred to me, I remember there was a time where my dad was going through vehicles. Like, I remember us having, like, different vehicles often because of, you know, something will happen or they break down or whatever. And so I said, oh, my gosh, maybe I'm replaying, or maybe there's a part of me that felt weird or strange or something like that when I was a child, and I remember us going through that. And then now in this time in my life, maybe I'm repeating that. But to actually, and really I'm doing this work, but for me to even think about that, I think it was really just like my ancestors or somebody that came, was like, okay, maybe think about this, because that's not something that I would just normally, and I'm in this kind of work, that's not something that I would normally think about. Well, maybe because my dad, like, you know, I sometimes things happen, and they happen, and you are literally clueless as to what that is. I think now it's good that there's so much out there that you can Google and research and things like that to find solution. But even then, you're sort of almost until you're forced. You know, you feel like, oh, my gosh, there's nothing literally that I can do. I had clients that said, I went to see my pastor. I went, you know, see my therapist, and it's just been going on, and, you know, what can I do? So sometimes if you're sort of forced, then you begin to search, and you find solutions that may be unorthodox. But sometimes we just don't know, almost clueless, as because things can be that deep. I've had clients that energy was passed through bread. You know, actual physical bread. So let's say it's funny, the things that come out in reading, some of the things I never believed in growing up or didn't even think about. And so there's energy that can be passed down in food. So if you're eating this food, and let's say if we go back and trace it and look into the ancestry and look into some things that have taken place, there has been chaos, like the energy of chaos, and energy is real. So let's say that I am this woman who was seeing this man, and I've loved him, you know, biblically, like, and I knew him, you know, and I'm all in. And then he decides he wants to see another woman. And so I'm like, So I might go and because everybody likes bread, I might go and make some bread and put my hands in it and put my prayers in it and say, this man is mine, and if I can't have him, nobody can. And if, you know, he doesn't come to me, let his whole family be cursed and whatever, whatever. And I put that energy in the bread. What's very interesting is, regardless if we are aware of that or not, it can show up. People say, oh, well, I don't really believe in curses, and if you don't really pay attention to it or know about it or whatever like that, it can affect you. Now, I used to be one of those people that thought about that, like, oh, that makes sense, but energy is energy. So if that energy was powerful enough to come in, you know, you can be infected, if you will, and not even feel like you are on that side of things or don't believe in putting spells on people or curses or whatever. Patterns are patterns, and energy will follow a line. So in certain cases, energy has been following like bread, seriously, in people's families. And so I've had clients that said, well, let's look at the relationships that have been in the family, aunts, uncles, mothers, fathers, and what has been the reoccurring theme. Mm-hmm. And it will show like, oh, okay, yep, there's been cancer, there's nobody gets along, or there's always bickering, or there's always a third party involved, or cheating, and this and that and the other. And you can trace that stuff back. And so it may show up in the reading, this energy was put in bread. So if you want to break this cycle, we're going to figure out some things that you can do in addition to while we're doing this, while we're doing your clearing, you can't have any bread.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of it's a strength. So sometimes you wouldn't even really know what that is. It's just like if everybody in the family gets high blood pressure, or if there's like allergic reactions and everybody in your family can't eat nuts or whatever. So it's the same type of concept, you know, so it can happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just open up the phone line for anyone.
Did I go too far?
No. It was perfect. It was perfect. It was
and you
perfect.
Know what? I did your colors. I did your aura. You want me to?
Yeah.
To,
well, let me just open up the phone lines in case someone. What I have someone who wants to talk. Okay.
Oh.
The number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. I have two people who want to talk.
Oh, two people want to talk.
Yes, I do.
so maybe we'll do your energy. While you were talking earlier about what is an aura and this and that, which is very nice, I was listening in. I decided to do. So let me do Jamila's aura. Just
well, I may not want that public, Ms. Damaris.
Well, I was going to keep it light, like with everyone. I'm not going to just put people on blast on the phone.
You know I'm teasing. You know I'm teasing. And listeners, this is what we do. She and I do this. We have this sisterhood. This is what we do. Okay, let me plug in the first caller. Okay.
Okay.
Hi, caller. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. This is Shalon. I know Damaris. Damaris, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. I am interested in this bread phenomenon because I love bread.
Ooh.
Please tell me I can still have bread.
Okay, let me do it.
Damaris, you're going to really do a job on people, especially on women, if you tell them they can't have chocolate now, okay?
Ooh. Well, you know what? But it showed up in certain people's readings that they need chocolate. You know, I believe in moderation. A lot of times we love something, but for some people, the reading will say, hey, you had enough for a whole lifetime. You really don't need it anymore. You know, venture out to something new.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Damaris, the boards have lit up now, Ms. Damaris. I got three people waiting.
The boards are three people. Okay, so let me look at your body scan, and I'm glad you called. How are you doing?
I am well. I'm well.
Okay, how's your energy level?
Scale of 1 to 10, I would say maybe a 6.
Okay. You know what? Let me do your colors real quick. Okay, so your question was, can you eat bread? The thing is, okay, so I'll tell you about you real quick. As far as what I'm reading, as far as your colors and your body scan, I would say to lose the bread for a while. And I'll tell you why, because bread is kind of thick and puffy and sometimes hard to digest depending on what you eat it with. And okay. So as I see your body scan, it looks very sensitive, like energies love you. People, you know, sometimes cling or want to touch you and stuff like that. So what I'm seeing when I see your body scan, a bunch of energy is surrounding you. So then if you're having, like, stuff that's thick, you know, okay. That also is welcoming, you know, so then it's hard to shake things off of you. So you're the type of person that you could do an energy clearing and feel great, but then maybe 3 or 4 days later after that, all of a sudden you feel the energy starting to come back on. You understand okay. What I'm saying?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So for you, fasting from bread would be great, and this would give you a break as far as, and I know you know about energy clearing because we talk about that a lot in class, and I know you do your work, you put your work in. And so with that, if you want to give yourself a little break, fasting is always good. And so say, okay, I'm going to fast from things that are thick, you know, the bread or, you know, pancake or cornbread, you know, anything like that that weighs a little too much can break down into sugar or mucus or is hard to digest in the system. And so this will give you time to be free a little bit longer before you start to collect energy on and around your system. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, and so also, though, you have to be careful because with your ears, and I don't know if you wear ear, like, plugs, headsets or earplugs, things in your ear, both of your ears are highlighted. So then now if you're doing the bread and stuff like that, I would suggest, like, an ear candling. Have you ever had one of those?
No.
Okay, so I would they sell those at where any natural place. They even sell them at Phoenix Dragon. Whole Foods, 7-Eleven, that kind of thing. And so what you would want to do is start to pull out some of the wax. Now, this is the wax that we can't reach with the Q-tip. So you would, the ear candling is to sort of apply it, and as you light one end of it, it extracts and pulls out the wax that you cannot get. So you would probably end up hearing better, feeling better, and any form of headaches or things like that that you may get, it will clear that up. And then also your body scan is saying that is that as you clear that up, then your intuition kicks in real strong.
Okay.
So some of the bread and stuff like that even sort of blocks some of the clarity that you have. Okay. But looking at the body scan, this shows that you should have good intuition, good insight.
Okay.
You need to, next time I see you, I'm going to ask you for a reading. Give me a reading. I'm going to get a reading from you. and then I'm not going to go too far into it, but so I would say that, yeah, definitely fast, but also even if you get any strange kind of inflammation around the foot area, abdomen area, and also, yeah, you know what, you might want to chill on the bread because this does show like some internal inflammation.
Okay.
You know, so there again, every now and then you just got to keep it real clean and light and fresh. So fast from the bread, keep it light, and do stuff that cuts, you know, like add lemon to your water and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, and do a candida cleanse.
Okay.
You know, clear stuff from your system. Okay. And then also if when I do your colors, you want to know more?
Yes, please.
Damaris, you have about 5 people on the line.
Okay, but okay, let me finish. Okay, so the thing is that now some of this bread, because the first color that comes up is red, so that's how you feel as a woman. So your reading is really asking you to express yourself, you know, come from behind the veil, you know, come out and really fully express yourself and love yourself as a woman, go all out with it. I feel like some of the bread is kind of emotional, like you kind of, maybe it's around the time of the month when you do it, that kind of thing.
Right.
And so that bread is like comfort for you.
Right.
So I would even fast from that. And so while you're fasting from the bread, you could say, okay, I'm going to go out and get a cute new outfit, maybe like yellow, colors like yellow, bright, you know, and just be like a peacock and show yourself and show your color, not yourself, like, you know, I'm not asking you to show like cleavage or anything, but, you know, just bringing your personality out and your energy out and really celebrating you as a woman.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I can do that. Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So that's a good, are you going to do it? Because you know I'm going to follow up.
No, okay. I am going to do it.
Okay. Okay. And this says that as you do that, as you begin to express yourself as a woman, how you feel as a woman, and release sort of overwhelming feeling of being in bondage, like, you know, being the person that people go to and whatever.
Right.
So you kind of retract it. Yeah. You know, it's like you kind of retract it because, you know, these people cling to you, they come to you, that kind of thing. So this says as you sort of bust out, you know, if you will, like just come out, then this says that your heart opens up. So you begin to, your heart opens up, and when your heart opens up, you become really creative. You become really creative, and it's more spiritual based. So you might start writing spiritual stories or storyboards or, you know, scripts or something like movies, plays, books, that kind of thing. But you become creative with spiritual content. So I don't know if you're working on that or thought about something like that, but that's
yes.
With you after you decide to open up. Are you working on anything like that?
I'm trying.
Okay. So the start is being that you're trying. So the start is do your fasting, fast mm-hmm. from the bread, and while you fast from the bread, you give yourself busy work and you show up. You bust out. You go buy a yellow dress. You look pretty in yellow anyway. Get a yellow dress and go out and have a good time and dance and love yourself, huh?
I can do that.
Yep, take a picture and send it to me. I want to see you in yellow.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Love you.
Thank you so
Love
much,
you, too. Mom. I'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Hi, you have a question for Damaris? Hi, Sherry, how are you?
I'm good. I was just calling to say it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. You said it would be.
Yeah. Do you have a question for Damaris?
No, not really. I don't eat bread anymore. I do like bread, but I don't eat it anymore because bread, you know, minute on the lips, forever on the hips.
Yeah. Well, did you have any other question about a body scan or reading or anything like that?
Or whatever she would like to do, I'm open.
Okay. I'm doing your body scan right now in your colors. Hang on a second.
And for other callers,
okay.
We will get to you. Just stay on the line, please, for other callers. Thank you.
Okay. So, Sherry, your body scan is showing, I did your body scan in your colors. Your body scan is showing that you may be slightly, that it will be a good, it would be a good thing for you to learn how to relax, like really relax, meditate, get into water, if you can, like get into bathtubs or if you can go to the water and get in the water and sort of relax. It shows that your body, there's certain parts of your body that is kind of tight. And if there has been any issues in the past as far as like forgiveness and letting go, these things can show up as far as arthritis, you know, where your body becomes very tight. So what would be good for you is to learn different forms of meditation or relaxation. And this also shows that you can be a highly spiritual person. So the first color that comes up with you is silver. So usually when that comes up first, it speaks of
a person who can really tap in. And so when you do begin to learn new forms of meditation and relaxation, and you decide that it's okay to do that, fully invest in that, then it's something that you can do rather easily, because it seems like it's supposed to be a natural part of your system. So if you are doing any form of meditation or affirmation, mm-hmm. I would take it a little bit further, or do those things while you're in water. So if you can stand in the shower, and do some affirmations, anything connected to water that allows you to loosen up and flow a little bit, yoga in the water, you know, that kind uh-huh. of thing will work very well with you.
Nice, very nice. I do live close to the water, so that's not a problem.
Oh, get in it. Where are you?
I'm on Cape Cod in Massachusetts.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Can you get in the water over there? Can you actually get in? But it would be nice to get in it and then do your prayer or meditation.
Oh, yeah, on the bay, it's warm. It's warm on the bay side. You just can't do it on the ocean side. It's freezing. But on the
okay,
bay side, it's
okay.
warm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That would definitely. Yeah, that would definitely help you. And if you get any type of cramps or spasms or any form of arthritis or anything like that, it's almost
no,
as though
uh-huh.
you can. Well, I'm just saying, if you
yeah,
can,
uh-huh.
you can clear those things up. Any form of like bone tightness or anything, you can clear those things up by simply getting in the water and doing a form of meditation or prayer.
Very, very nice. I like that silver came up. That was nice.
Yeah, that's the first color that came up, silver, and then you had green, which speaks about your heart. So you even being compassionate when it comes down to. Basically people coming to you, you can have a lot of compassion in a spiritual way. So non-judgment,
mm-hmm.
you know, that kind of thing. And people kind of gravitate, you're almost natural, like a natural therapist, you know, the energy
yeah.
of, so.
Uh-huh.
And,
right.
yeah, and, mm-hmm. Any questions that you have for me to... You want me to
no,
go any further?
No, this is very interesting, and yes, I will do that, and I'll also do more meditating while I'm in the water, because a lot of ideas come to me in the water, but I know that's because energy also, spirit rests on water, so.
Uh-huh.
So thank you very, very much. This was
thank
wonderful.
You. Thank
so,
you.
Thank you, Sherry.
So, Jamila, are you going to give us information of how we can contact
Damaris. Yeah, let's Damaris, give them your phone number now, and then in a few more minutes, I'm going to give all the information about it too. So, that Damaris, you share your
oh, okay.
contact information.
So, my website is Damaris DamarisStarr. DamarisStarr.com, and
nice.
On there's everything. The contact page, there's my email there, phone number, and then it also leads to Phoenix and Dragon as well. So everything you need is there. My products,
very nice.
Services, yeah.
Thank you very much. I guess it's time
thank
for
you.
The next person. Thank you. This
yeah,
good.
The next four people.
<Thank you.
laughs> Okay, Sherry, thank you so much.
Thank you, honey. Love.
Loved you. Greetings, caller. You're online. Do you have a question?
Hi, this is Jaren. I've met with Damaris before, so she sent out the information. I definitely wanted to get on. I did have a quick question. I did want to get the energy scan as well as the aura, but I had something going on with my left foot, and I didn't know if there was something that I was either eating or doing that I probably shouldn't be doing, so I could kind of relieve any pressure there.
Yeah, Jaren, I just did your body scan. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. I'm doing very well.
Thank you for calling. You know what? It shows like on the left side of your body, I do see the foot, but I also see the foot energy going up right below the knee, and then that also travels up to the core of your stomach, and then it goes, and this is all like a line going up on the side of your body.
which could, and I see there's an area around the head, too, on the left side. Now, what this is showing, let me do your colors, too. But what this is showing is that when it comes down to creativity, creative projects, the reason why you are here on the planet is the reason why you will feel any form of discomfort along the lines that I just mentioned. So foot going up, the little area right between the knee and the foot, stomach,
mm-hmm.
and even hip, lower back, hip on that same side and up to the head. So if you get, and shoulder on that same side as far as pressure around the shoulder. So that all stems to what you have to produce, what you have to do, you know, your life's work and mission. And did you tell me you were journaling?
Mm-hmm. I'm working on a book and journaling, yes.
Okay. So are you moving forward with your book, or are you having what do they call that? Block?
Writer's block
or anything?
Mm-hmm. I have had a little bit of writer's block the past 2 weeks.
Okay. And so if I look at the right side, the other side of your body, what you may have to do is create boundaries. There's energies that are getting kind of close to you, and I feel like some of those energies are making you sort of tense as far as, you know, releasing the creativity that you have inside, you know, that needs to come out like your book. And so really this comes from other people, if you will. So sometimes you have to create boundaries because it's almost as though their thoughts and their energy mm-hmm. can come literally inside of yours. So you'll take it and you'll process it, or you'll look at them, and you can even look at them intuitively and know sort of what they're feeling or thinking and that kind of thing. But those things stay in you or around you. So then when it comes
mm-hmm.
time for you to sort of release and be fluid, it's you have other energies that are there around you or in your system that's incompatible, that they're not there to make a book, you know, or write a book. So you have to do, and of course you know about all of that. I see you in classes and you know about how to energy clear and stuff like that. So I would try energy clearing a little bit more, but also giving yourself times where you go out in any social setting without making, let's say, an assessment or looking at a person, like maybe, and what I mean is looking at them, like you look like through them or into them. And so maybe practice going out and just having a good time. Do you understand what I'm saying? I feel like, because what I'm seeing here, I feel like you have the ability to scan, you know, to scan or go inside a person's psyche or thoughts or whatever, and maybe not even intentionally, but somehow you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel me on that, or am I off?
No. I totally feel you on that. Yeah, you meet somebody, mm-hmm. and you're picking up stuff even before they tell you. And I do
right.
a quick assessment. I try to turn it off, but when I definitely meet somebody, I do an assessment in terms of, you know, how am I feeling when I'm around them and what's going on with them.
And that's okay when you feel like you need to, but I feel like you've done enough of your spiritual work. And I also feel like you got five people who stand very close to you from a spiritual standpoint. So you have five angels, if you will, ancestors that are with you. So you're definitely protected. So what I would try is going out every now and then without making that assessment and say, I'm assessing that person. Let me just go and have some fun.
Okay.
You know, and in the process, that way you're not absorbing, or figure out a way that if you're doing it, okay, how can I extract it? You know, have a visual where you're pulling the stuff that you have gathered, that you're taking it out of your system, out of your computer, if you will. Do you understand?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Saying? Yeah, so be very intentional about that. But those things are causing some of that block. So there's energies
okay.
that is a little bit too close and in your system that's incompatible with what you're trying to do, so it makes you on edge. Because the whole side where the foot and everything is that side is like you're on edge. So you got the social part of you that's very social and open, and then the other side that needs to get this book done, it's tight. You know, it's a little, there again, on edge. It's almost
right.
Timid. Mm-hmm.
And any color
you don't eat? You don't eat peanut butter, do you?
No, I have a peanut allergy, and I have an allergy to gluten, so I stay away from both of those things.
You do say that all the time. I would say don't do this though. So it could be try to make sure that you maybe go through looking at like salt.
Mm-hmm.
And also dairy and things that have a lot of salt on them, things that can be salted. So while you're going through that process, refrain from extra salt and dairy.
Okay.
I would do that too. Let me look at your colors. We might have to talk later. So,
I'm like, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, it's always good. You know that.
Right.
As far as your colors, the first thing you have is blue. So this is, of course, communication and also being fluid. But right now, though, it shows that you're a little tight, you know, like around your shoulders, around your throat area and stuff like that. So being able to communicate, but also communicate things that are on your heart. So as you're making these assessments of people and kind of maybe trying to protect your heart, you have to learn to be a little bit more fluid with that, because it's making you too tight, because that is linked directly to the color orange that is in your aura, which represents the creativity. But as soon as, what's so beautiful though about the alignment of your colors is that as soon as you get to that point of fluid, you know, where your creativity, where you're really into it, this opens up a whole new spiritual dynamic for you. So you'll begin to do a lot of channeling. So as you write, you'll channel. You know, you'll get this information. You might go into it wanting to write something that you thought you had on your mind, but then all of a sudden you may go into a different direction, which enhances what you're writing. And then from there, it says, too, that this boosts up your self-esteem. So your writing is truly a reflection of your life's work, because it is affected to, it's linked to your self-esteem and how you feel. It's connected directly to your stomach. That's interesting. How's your digestive system?
I'm just coming back from Essence, so not 100%, but it'll be better in the next couple of days. There's just a lot of work down there.
I gotcha. Okay.
Thank you.
Was that good for you? Anything else?
No. That was very good. I mean, the two things that I was saying that flared up was my left foot, and then and you hit on that, and then my right ear for some reason. It feels better now, but those are two things that just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I feel like that'll clear up when you decrease any form of. It's almost as though that area has become very tight because of pressure around the shoulders. But also, your stomach is highlighted. So maybe do pumpkin seeds. So you might want to eat raw pumpkin seeds and get yourself some good bowel movements and get rid of some of the. Because this does show, like, you know, possibly the dairy. But you can clear up. I would just start with the stomach. I would start with the digestive system. I would do the raw pumpkin seeds
and clear out to see if some of if those areas deflate.
Okay. Okay, so the stomach was you said highlighted. Anything else in the body?
It's highlighted.
Okay.
Nope, the stomach, like I mentioned, the stomach, the shoulder. There's something around the hip, but that could be a person. It's like something is attached to your hip a little bit. Your foot, I do see the foot, and there's a little area above the foot that is there. But this does show, and I haven't really looked at you like that, but this does show that, you know, make sure you check your shoes to make sure that your walk is balanced. So you might need to even put balance your shoes out, put little pads in or something like that in one foot and not in the other, you know, to give you a balance. It looks like one side of your body might be slightly longer or elongated than the other, too.
Girl,
so check your balance, check your walk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say I have scoliosis, so that seems spot on.
Okay, so make sure, then check your shoes. There's a couple of places in Atlanta where they walk, they see you walk, and they say, okay, do a little jog for me, and you do a little jog, and then they align your shoes up per foot. So if you're just going out and buying a shoe, oh, I wear a size 9, and, you know, that's fine, but you might want to pad up one more so than the other to keep that balance.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I will do that.
Yay.
Okay.
And then I'll see you
soon.
Thank
you. Thank you, caller.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, have a good evening. Thank you.
You too.
Okay, the next caller. And Damaris, you just have to state how you want to proceed. There are three more calls.
Oh, you know what? Can you talk? Can you fill in? I've been working out, so I got a little trainer, right? So I've been working out and drinking water, so I need to take a little potty break. I'm going to put the phone on mute, and can you do a little talking, and then I'll come right back.
Yeah.
Okay?
No problem. Hello? Hello, Colin.
Hello.
How are you? Yes.
Yes, hi.
How are you? Damaris had to step away for a second, and she will be back with your questions. We only have about 33 minutes. So for the remaining three callers, including you, caller, if we can make it kind of brief so we can get the other people in, and then you guys can call her later on. Her number is to set up an appointment. So if she doesn't answer all of the questions, callers, feel free to go to the website that she gave you or her telephone number, which is on the website, which is 404-840-7503. So if you're not able to get your questions in, you can set up an appointment to meet with her if you live in Atlanta, or you can set up a phone appointment with her because she's over at Phoenix and Dragon. So I'm so thankful to the people who are being very patient and waiting on the line because they have two more callers after this one. But in order to get everyone in, because Damaris, as you can see, gives very in-depth discussions, and I'm wanting to get everyone in. So if people could just make it brief and get more detail with a personal reading, and that would then allow everyone to get in, get his or her information or questions answered. Okay?
Okay.
Let me just see if she's back.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay. I was just telling everyone that we only have 30 minutes left, and so if we can just be a little brief, and then they can set up an appointment with you to get more detailed information.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so the caller is on.
Hello.
Hey there. Hi.
Hi. Hi, good evening. My name is Pauline, and I want to keep it brief. I'm going through some changes. I recently lost my job. I'm in school right now, and I wanted to know, like, my aura, what's my color, like, what's it saying, because I want to draw good things to me as far as good opportunities and after I finish school and everything.
Right. So first of all, I did your body scan while you guys were talking. So your body scan shows you to be sort of elongated. And when I see it like this, this represents people who I consider like to be angelic, highly spiritual. So if this has been a part that has confused you as far as like your spirituality, because also with your color, it shows that there's some uncertainty or even disappointments when it comes down to the spiritual world. So this is saying that that's something that you really do need to look at as far as where you fit. And so sometimes we don't know what we believe, or should I believe this, or somebody passed away and it really disappointed me, and you know, the, you know, that kind of thing. And so your the first thing that comes up in your colors is uncertainty around your spirituality. And so with this, that's a big part of you, though. So then if you are trying to bring these good things in your life and complete school and have, you know, have the things that you need, this reading is saying that you have to really look at your look at who you are from a spiritual standpoint, only because of who you are energetically. How I see your energy is someone of, like, very much like an angelic. Your aura is very tall and very big, and so when I see it like that, people like that extend their, it's like their energy goes up to the heavens, if you will. And so if there's been some confusion or disappointment around spirituality, this is asking you to look, to really look at that and make peace with it. So because other things reflect that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I have to confirm what you said. It's so true. I was in church, and I'm a church person, or was. I used to go to different churches, and I used to get disappointed by the pastors, the pastors' wives, and all kinds of things going on. So lately I've been home. I stopped going. They're calling me. But I know I'm very spiritual. I just don't like the stuff that's going on in the church, and they're telling you you can't do this, and you shouldn't do this. It's wrong. So then it becomes, so you're absolutely right. I become confused and afraid, and, you know, I feel myself coming out of it, but I just need some guidance from somebody, and I'm searching. I'm like, who could be that person to help me? I'm trying to learn. Right. You're absolutely right. You're like 300% right. You are.
Right. Well, that's a, so what you have to understand, though, is that that's a big part of you. You have some people who can walk this earth and just be like, whatever. But because it's almost like you come, like, from a spiritual family, and I'm speaking energetically, like spiritually, that's where you come from. So it's important that you walk this life being connected to that. So you may not want to look for religious institutions like that. You might want to venture out and just join like a meditation group or do some restorative yoga, get into yoga and things like that to reconnect you, because it won't take long for you to be reconnected.
Okay.
You know, walking outside, embracing spirit in the wind and the trees and the sun. You see?
That's
because
what
you come
right
from
now. I'm walking outside.
Excellent. Excellent. Keep that going. And then have a ceremony or marry yourself to spirit again. So reconnect yourself. So it doesn't matter what the it doesn't matter what the pastor is doing or what the wives are doing. None of that matters.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, but when you really reconnect there and feel that, then ride that out. And then you can bring in all these things that you need to bring in, you know, to bring about a different type of peace. And then you can bring in what you want.
Okay. I will do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. I will definitely call you at your number. Have a good evening.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Welcome, caller. Do you have a quick question for Damaris?
Yes, I do. This is due to body injury. Could that be caused through the aura as well?
Bodily injury, of course.
Yeah, like a reoccurring. So I have like a shoulder ache from playing basketball about a week ago. And it was weird because it just came out of nowhere. And I don't know if it, after hearing everything that you guys are talking about, it seemed like maybe it was coming off somebody else on the court. As far as something that made that weak, I don't know. Is that that's possible? Somebody else's aura?
Well, what I would what I would do is, you definitely have to exercise it, but slowly, because as I read your aura, it shows that it's almost as though your shoulder is disconnected from the other frame of your body. So as I did your body scan, your arm is sort of out there like floating, and it's not connected to your body like your shoulder. So that shows that there is a definitely an entry of energy. But it's asking you to as I travel down into your body scan, this speaks about being groundedness. You know, it speaks about being grounded because I see both feet are highlighted. I see around the knee. I also see around the hip, the phallus, the lower back, and even the other shoulder. So this speaks about even feeling grounded and really feeling connected. So if you're physical, let's just say you had a vulnerability there in the shoulder already. Let's say there was a, mm-hmm. Did you hurt it before? Or is that an area that had been injured before, do you know?
It was a long time ago, but it was pretty much the same thing because I was in martial arts okay. And that just, you know, it was like an injury. But this time it's so different. Like I almost had the inkling that it was out of socket.
Well, it looks like it this way. I don't feel like it's complete. I would do the shoulder rolls and all that kind of the stuff that you know to do. But also, mm-hmm. I would, if you can go back to when that first happened, you said years ago, and think about the scenario, the things that were going on in your life at that time, and if you can link it to what's going on now, I feel like that will give you your answer as far as being grounded.
As far as what, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes
thank
perfect
you for
sense.
Calling.
Thank
okay,
you.
And you know what? As you clear this up, it does show that your insight, you got like a little halo around your head as far as your intuition. And so when uh-huh. you do clear up any form of like groundedness, but also past, you know, making things, making peace with things in your past, this opens mm-hmm. up your third eye. So you should be very in tune and very intuitive.
Okay. All right. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Have a good night, ladies.
You too.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, the last caller. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Do you have a quick question for Damaris?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, hi. I go to Damaris all the time. Hi, Damaris. This is Tamu. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Fine. How you doing? So I guess you can just, I don't know, when you read my aura. I said I wanted to be next, and I'm next.
Well, okay. I did your body scan. I did your body scan, and it does show, you know what I can see right now, we'll talk later, but what I can see right now is what the focus is making plans or putting your family or children. You have children?
I have children, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, putting them, in, making things more organized and planned. So your energy isn't, because it seems like you're, it seems like that is playing a big part. And there's nothing wrong. Of course, you want to be a good mom and stuff like that. But making sure everything is balanced in the way that it needs to be balanced when it comes down to, let's say, the attention that you give them and the projects. In fact, you can give them projects or something like that. But this is saying that you need to put things a little bit more in perspective when it comes down to your family as far as planning, organizing. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Does that, no, you can tell me if that doesn't, if you're not feeling that.
Yeah,
you say, okay,
yeah,
I don't know.
No, because I see that I'm not a good planner, so I need to be a better planner. And I need to do a little bit more. I don't do a lot, but I need to do a little bit more.
Yeah, so, and keep in mind, so then if you end up having any kind of like lower back, if you feel any pressure in your lower back, this mm-hmm. comes from sort of extending yourself where you don't really necessarily need to, because if things are organized and sort of planned in the way, then they don't stress you. Things don't stress you. So then if you start to feel any sort of lower back tightness, let that be sort of like a signal to say, okay, I need to plan and strategize, put things in its proper place, if you will.
Okay. So how does my energy look so I can manifest the things that I want?
That would be it. So that would be it, to make sure that you're planning and organized and keeping things sort of tight, you know, running the ship. You know, so you're the captain, you got to run the ship. So if you're the captain, you do have to be the one to plan and organize. You see, so as things are in the place that it needs to be, then the energy opens, and then you're bringing in the things that you want. So if the channels are open, then all the energy that you put out does come back to you.
Mm.
But if you're getting scattered every now and then because things are in different places, they're not in the proper place, then that creates the block. You know,
that
and this is saying that sometimes. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
ahead. No, go ahead. What are you saying? I'm sorry.
And this is saying sometimes, too, that if you, it almost prevents you from putting out what you need to put out in the way that you need to put it out when your energy is sort of scattered or slightly unorganized. So then be mindful of that. So let's say when it comes down for you, when you're doing your manifestation and you're putting the energy out and the prayer out, make sure everything is placed, because there's another part of your brain that is connected to the things that are not organized. You see what I'm saying? So it's not, you can't shut off one side of your head or your thoughts while you're doing your manifestation. So if you know, it's like it's going to the other area of you where things are unorganized or they need to be more structure. So I would, when it comes down to doing any form of manifestation techniques or prayer, that kind of thing, you know, when you go in the closet and you get on your knees and say, okay, I need these things to come, make sure everything else is good before you do that. So do a clearing, a cleaning, you know, clean up your house and put things, you know, there again, or get a journal and put things in order of how you want to see things take place. You, okay. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying. So you said clean up my house. That's a good thing to clean up.
Yep, clean up, clean it up, put everything in its place. Then do your manifestation technique.
Okay.
You know, put your prayer out there and that kind of thing.
Okay. What are my colors?
Oh, let me do your colors. I just did your body scan. Hang on. Okay, so the first color is red. Red always deals with foundation. So there again, your home life, also your mother, how you feel as a mother. You know, if you feel sort of burdened by it, you know, how you feel, you know. And this is saying that any time that you want to deal with how you're feeling as a woman, as a mother, and even dealing with your mom, is saying that the release from that is being creative. So even think of creative ways to put things in order. You see what I'm saying? Think of creative ways to manage even your children. You know, what can we do differently? You know, what can you do differently that you haven't done before? So creativity allows you to release any form of resentment that you have, either towards your mom or you being a mother, maybe a single mother, that kind of thing, or how you feel. So creativity is big for you. And I know you dress in a very creative way. You know, I always like your colors and stuff like that. So maybe think about different ways of how you keep your home set as far as from a creative standpoint, bringing in new colors or rearranging the furniture, that kind of thing, and then keeping it in the place that it needs to be in, you know, as far as organizing but still being creative, if you will, structured but still creative.
And then everything else will flow into where it's supposed to flow.
Yes, when you are strategizing, when things are, I'm seeing like compartments, so when things are in their place.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much for taking out the time to talk. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear.
And I'll see you
soon. Thank
you,
caller.
Thank you so much.
Okay, good.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.
Have a good evening. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Damaris, that is it in terms of the callers. So do you have any parting words for the last, 16 minutes?
Oh, we got 16 minutes?
Yes.
That's a lot. Okay. Well, management of self, I think sometimes we already know. So when we get readings and things like, oh, yeah, that makes sense, a lot of times we already know. So every now and then, maybe sit in silence and write down what you already know, things that you want to work on, and say, how can I work on this, or what would be the proper resolution for this? So what that is doing is managing self, like energy management. And so when we do that, we seal our aura. So then if we go out and play basketball, we may not get the injury.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so management of self would be the focus. And people, you know, it's funny because we try to get deep, and I would be like that too. You know, sometimes you get a reading and you're expecting like all this stuff, and a lot of times we already know the things that we need to work on. And so we have to be honest with ourselves and say, okay, you know, yeah, it's one thing to want and say, okay, I'm going to try this manifestation technique and all these kind of things. But what else can we do? What are some of the things that are undone? You know, am I trying to skip over something or not look at something and get right to the big pie, you know, or mm-hmm. get to the, you know, my man or, you know, where's my money, you know. But what are the other things that we can do, you know, to that will lead up to that? And some of us, we're not supposed to skip steps. And I learned that in readings. Sometimes there is a certain type of person that is really there to learn their lesson. And mm-hmm. after they learn their lesson and master certain things, you know, then all of a sudden the gates open and everything that they want is there. And sometimes the things that they thought they want, they realize they don't even want it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have mastered what it is that they had come here to do.
Mm.
So
that's very true.
Really, yeah, taking time with ourselves, being out in nature, sitting next to a tree, getting in the water, and falling in love with love and life and having
yes.
a good time, you know, and avoid complaining. You know, I was going to my, at the time I was seeing a chiropractor because someone had hit me from the back, and it wasn't necessarily a real big deal, but I wasn't used to going to a chiropractor, and it would just really set me off because of my eating regimens and just my energy. It was just, it wasn't a good thing. So in my mind, you know, sometimes I'd whine about it. And I was leaving my chiropractor's office one time and, you know, was just like, oh, God, I'll be glad when this is over, and why do I have to go through this?
mm-hmm.
You know, I put my
mm-hmm.
work in, I put my time in, I do what I need to do, you know, that kind of thing. And as soon as I'm repeating these things in my mind, and I look, and there's this woman, she was so bright, like her face was bright, she was so happy, it was like her, she was in the room right next to me, to the point to where her energy was so bright and so light, I didn't notice right away that she didn't have legs. She had nubs.
Wow.
Legs, and here I am
wow.
complaining, like, oh, whoa, like, why do I have to come in here? What did I, you know, I put in my work. Why did I have to go through that? And so it's like thankfulness.
Yes,
gratitude.
Very true.
And here this
yes.
woman was, and it's funny because every time I would come to my chiropractor after that, I would see that woman and her son. And he couldn't have been any more than six. And he would help her get on the table. And I started speaking to him and seeing her every time I would come. And they were like beams of sun, beams of light, you know. And I realized, I said, wait a minute, I'm doing all this complaining. But you know what? Sometimes we're addicted to complaining. We're addicted to complaining.
Mm-hmm.
We're addicted to, because it produces a certain kind of stimuli, you know. So
mm-hmm.
we could be addicted to that kind of thing. So as soon as, you know, we have to replace those thoughts. So as soon as something negative comes in your mind, instantly have a mantra on deck. I have a mantra on deck that I can just come in and repeat it, and it can clear up anything that I may begin to say or think. You know, so self-checking ourselves. We got to check ourselves,
mm-hmm.
check
mm-hmm.
our disposition, and be willing to look deep in our eyes and look in the mirror, stand in front of the mirror and look at yourself, look at yourself deep in the eyes. What do you see? What do you know? Who do you see? What do you feel? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so
and
it's really management of self.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are afraid to look at the reflection because when the eyes are the mirrors to the soul. So sometimes people are afraid because they've masked it for so long that they don't want anyone to look, and they choose not to look because it means that if you see it, then it prompts you to do your inner work and to do it differently. And I think that you're hitting on some very important points, some salient points, because human beings tend to want to hide and to project what is not working for us onto other people. When for me, my belief system is that it all begins and ends with us taking personal responsibility. And like what you said before with you, with the car situation with your dad, you chose to ask a question. Whenever you ask a question, you will get the answer, even if you may not know. You may be clueless,
right.
if you ask that question enough, the universe is going to tell you. Now, sometimes we choose not to listen. We choose not to hear it. It's going to come out of the mouths of children or a television show. But you will get your answer. So when people say, I really don't know, it's because they're so locked into the outcome. And so we have to be open. Like you said before, just be open to the process. It's not even about the outcome so much. It's just being open to the process. So energy body scans is one way in which people can delve. If you really want to know, Damaris has done an outstanding job of giving readings some of these people are people whom you've known, but some are people whom you didn't know, and she's been able to just read the bodies energetically over the phone to give you more information, and then also to tell you your colors, to tell you what those colors mean. So, and that's just the universe's way of saying, okay, you said you want more information and you're not clear. She's providing you additional information to help you be all that you came here to be. So you have so many tools now in your toolbox, and you continue to add tools to your toolbox as you continue to grow and to evolve. So as Damaris was saying, and I'm going to give information too about the course that I'm teaching, the metaphysical and spiritual game of life, rules to the game of life and how to play it, is if you truly are sincere about wanting to have the best life ever, you can have it starting now. Now is there's no time like the present. And just ask, and the universe and the creator will send you a Damaris, will send you whomever, a Blog Talk Radio show, I will pop up, whatever, you will always get the answers. You will always get your answers. And sometimes, and I see people so wedded to their pain that they're afraid to try something different because it means that they have to do their work and they have to change. They want everybody else outside of them to change, but they don't want to change because they're afraid that it might mean giving up something. And there's no loss in the universe, and that's the thing we have to get. If you release something, the universe has something far better and greater for you. There is no such thing as loss. And we justify holding on to things because we can't see what the outcome is. And as I'm learning about this game of life and really enjoying it now, is that you don't need to be attached to the outcome. Just enjoy the process. And once you master the energy that you were talking about and understand the process, you can have whatever you want, but you will have it at a greater and more magnificent level because you're not living the mundane life that you're currently living and causing pain. We create so much drama, trauma, karma, and we project it onto other folk. And I said, it's no one else but us, and we just have to decide we want to master our lives. And you've given them excellent tools by which they can use to create a different kind of reality, because this time now, all the information that's present to people, like you said before, is on the Internet, it's on YouTube, it's in classes. This is an information age now. Anything that you need and want, we can have, and there's no need to beat up on ourselves and use the word should. Should be eliminated from the vocabulary. Just say, you know, I'm going to be patient with myself, and I'm in process, and I'm in progress. You know, I'm progressing towards evolving into the being I came here to be. And you can have it. So, but it does require commitment to you, because as you said to one of the callers, you know, getting her life in order, getting organized, getting in a commitment to doing everything we say. We go to these classes. You will have readings by the phenomenal Damaris. You can have a session with me or Dr. Shea or Dr. Omri or anyone, but then you have to do the work. And that's what people do. We become addicts to going to have readings, going to church, going to the mosque, but you still have to do your work. And so once we commit to doing the inner work, not just like you said before, doing the routine meditations or whatever, because if things have not come up and have not resolved themselves, it means that the universe is begging you to ask the right question. And we get locked into a routine. We get locked into doing treatments, into doing affirmations, into going to have readings or whatever. And then that's fine, but you still have to apply what Damaris is talking about. And that's what I love about what you do, Damaris. You ask people, are they clear? So because you're telling them, I can give you this information, but you have to apply it. And people then say, well, that didn't work for me, and they haven't applied it. Or they've done it once, and they say, okay, and they throw in the towel. It's important for us because the universe is moving so quickly now. We've just had the summer solstice. You can really make your life be what you want it to be. You can have anything that you want. It's not being denied to you. It's all in your thinking. And that's what you said to Damaris, which was so powerful. Just being thankful. Having a gratitude journal every morning. There are people on this planet who would like to have your life, no matter how painful it may seem to you. There are people who are in line to have your life. So if we could just turn that around and just learn to be thankful. And then what you said to the woman about fasting from bread, I would love for the listening audience to have a whole month to fast from critical thoughts.
Oh, my gosh. And, you know, you know what?
Thoughts.
Yes. And you know, as you were speaking, I just got like, I think sometimes people are afraid to really see their beauty and how beautiful they are. Because I see on a regular basis so many amazing, beautiful spirits. And I'm not going to lie, sometimes I'm in a reading and I'm looking like, is this really for, like, is there a camera on? Because what I'm seeing is completely different than what they're talking about, you know? And it's like, it's like so many beautiful spirits. But I feel like people get to a certain point, the world is so competitive. But I feel like if you see how beautiful you are, you might see how powerful you are. And then you got to give up to that, you got to give up the BS that you subscribe to. You don't have to give it up if you see how beautiful and powerful you are. I see way too many. I see so many beautiful spirits. It's crazy.
That is so
amazing.
True. That is so true. I love that. But that's then taking personal responsibility, and we've been programmed in this country to not do that. Everything is because of somebody else. If I'm not happy, you know, at work, it's because my boss is a jerk. If I'm not happy in a relationship, it's because my mate is a jerk. If I'm not happy at home, it's because my children are jerks. You know, it's always someone else without taking personal responsibility. How did you attract that to you? And they're your teachers. And I tell people, never to look at it as a negative. See what they're here to teach you about you. And once you get that, they will either shift or they will move out of your life. And people are so used to, they've been so traumatized in some cases, they don't know how to be happy. It's like, you know, if you take that away from them, if you take away the thing that they've used to not grow, they don't know what to do. It's like, now I don't have Susie to complain about to say that's the reason why I'm unhappy. I don't have that crutch anymore. So they're afraid to let it go because they don't know how to really be in the moment and to be thoroughly happy. They're topically happy. There are people, oh, yeah, I'm happy. But when you look at their lives, because I told myself, too, I said, okay, you had a crazy thought, Jamila, because you have something crazy staring you in the face. So that was your thought that created this craziness. And so, but very few people want to look at that and say, okay. And I don't beat up on myself. I say, okay, you had a crazy thought, so just get rid of it. And then everything will go back to the way it should be. But people don't want to say, I created this with my thinking. I stepped into this, and just like I allowed myself, I can step out of it. You know, I can change. Damaris has given me the blueprint.
You know what, Jamila? That takes a while because even to this day, and I'm just gonna be real talk here. Sometimes I feel like if I speak to my ancestors, I'm speaking to my angels, and I'm like, why do I need to go through this? I'm doing what I need to do, blah, 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 blah. And at the end of the day, sometimes I used to think, like, why do I have to own up to this? Because I know I'm a good person, and I know I'm not any other. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's not that easy to – it's definitely not that easy. And I have met people – I am one of those people who felt like I am spiritually spoiled. I'm spoiled. And if I didn't have the parents, and the thing is that if I didn't have the parents that I had, like if I had parents that were just like, you know, silver spoon and, oh, my baby, she can't do nothing wrong, I would be rotten to the core and I wouldn't be doing the work that I'm doing. I would be rotten, and I'm the first to tell you.
Well, Damaris, we have 60 seconds. So I want to, before we leave, please give them your contact information again And people who are on the line, we can stay on the line beyond 9, but the recording was stopped, so I wanted it to be recorded.
Yeah,
give them your telephone number first.
Okay, phone number 404-840-7503. That's 404-840-7503. My website is damarisstar.com, damarisstarr.com.
And for those of you who are on the line, please stay on the line, even though I'm giving the exit music. So you can stay on the line if you need to get more information from Damaris.
You have music that I didn't hear the music on yet.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Okay, Damaris, thank you so very much. The recording has stopped, so if there are any people on the line who would like to say anything to Damaris before we exit, you can press 1, and she can give you more information. So, Damaris, the recording has stopped, but if you want to give your information again or and leave them with words of wisdom.
Well, I think we covered the words of wisdom, but I always say, you know, find yourself out in nature. I remember, you know, if I think about, like, childhood, and if you think about any form of abuse that you went through, there are times of solitude. Even if your mom, get out of this house, and you go outside, and you sit there, you know, and the sun is on your back. You know, there's one thing that doesn't leave us, if we will, and I feel like that's nature, you know, the sun, you know, and that being able to tap into that quietness, that solitude, trees, sun, water, you know, those things we have access to, and there we can, I believe that we are an extension, you know, to nature, and so we can reconnect there. And even if we're in places where we're in bondage, where we can't get out or it's monitored or whatever, you can imagine, you can visualize it, you can bring it into your space wherever you are, you know, and to connect into energy rather than always connecting or comparing into people. Humans are going to be humans, you know, and I had to learn as far as like my parents, I had to learn not to look at them like as parents and what I felt like they should do for me, but I had to look at them as people, as humans,
right.
You know?
Right.
And so how can I put blame there, you know, and they had to go through more things than I had to when you talk about era and different times and places. And so sometimes we blame our parents. But guess what? Some of our parents didn't have, you know, let me take you to a therapist or watch the Oprah show or whatever. They didn't have that. You know, just certain eras didn't have it. So, but now you do. You know, so they're not going to understand, like, let's talk about it or whatever. So sometimes we have to be mature and look at our parents as people.
Mm-hmm.
And say, okay, they went through A, B, and C, and have that compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point, you know, decide to say, okay, I need to do things differently if that's
mm-hmm.
the case, you know. So sometimes take ourselves out of the realm of humans and bask in nature for a little bit, you know, to get a different perspective, you know, and then come back and say, okay, you know, this person does this because of this. Or we, you know, sometimes we have expectations. We have these great expectations, but how can we have, I can't have expectations of an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You mm-hmm. can't have certain expectations of somebody who's addicted to, you know, Prozac or something. You know, people,
mm-hmm.
you know, people have their different, we can't wish that, you know, if someone is abusive, I can't have expectation. I know that you're going to do what you right now do.
Mm-hmm.
I can't turn you into something else, you know? So, you know, I feel like some of that is ego. So we have to look, okay, let me check my ego. You know, I'm trying to make this person into what I think they should be. But
mm-hmm.
guess what? I didn't live their life. I didn't walk in their shoes. So responsibility
mm-hmm.
of self first. Responsibility
mm-hmm.
of self first. Then acquire compassion.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with having compassion and loving. There's nothing wrong with love. It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we can choose to do it. We can choose it. Just like we
mm-hmm.
choose, hey, I want a new car. I want a new. I want some new clothes. I want to go to the basketball. You know, this time I'm going to work out. We choose a lot of things. So we can choose
mm-hmm.
compassion. We can choose to love. We can choose to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
If we want.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Well, thank you so much for sharing your pearls of wisdom, as always. And for the people who have remained on the line, thank you so much for spending this time with Damaris and with myself and listening to Higher Consciousness. And we hope to see you next week. Have a great week, everyone.
Thank you
so much, Damaris.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. I had fun. Thank you.